Hello and welcome again, Sue, to Salford City Radio.
Thanks, Jill. My name's Sue Sutton. I'm the current chief executive of Salix Homes. Been doing these broadcasts now for a good few months and just really wanted to kind of use it as an opportunity or just another avenue, really, to speak to our customers and give some key important messages and also support this fantastic radio station, and we will come on to that in a bit more detail later on. But I've had a fantastic morning here this morning, but I will explain that to you as we go.
So have we got some questions?
Yeah, we have. But just before we get on to the questions, I think I'd just like to share some news, really. And you know, it's no secret because it's been mentioned before. But after 25 years of working in housing, and 16 of them in Salford, and having had the privilege of leading Salix Homes over the past few years, you know, the time I've decided now is right for me to retire. I've made no secret about that. I think I've been doing some really good stuff this last year. I want to make sure that when we hand over to someone else, the organisation's in a really good place. And, you know, for me, leading Salix Homes has been an absolute honour and a privilege. And that just doesn't go any way to kind of explain and what it means to me and what this organisation means to me. I came for 3 months in 2008. We've just been talking about that this morning. Yeah. So I can remember first travelling to Salford thinking, well, I'm not going to do this every day. This, you know, every morning, every evening. And I've, you know, been here ever since. Came and never went back. Some people might say, what a shame that you never went back. But, you know, but it kind of gets in your blood. Both Salford and Salix, yeah, I would actually get under your skin.
What drives you to stay and do that journey every day? Because, you know, anybody local will know the journey we're talking about here.
I think it's the people, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's both the people of Salford, the potential, I think, that we could all see in Salford, because it's a massively different place than when I came into, not because of me, but
changed.
Just of all what was going on and the regenerations and stuff. And I came into Salix and they were going through a bit of a tough time at that point, and they were waiting to be inspected by the Audit Commission at that point then. And I came in to do this very specific piece of work for them. But there were some fantastic people there just trying to do their best for people in Salford. And I've said this and I'll say it again, you know, we don't always get things right, but none of us come to work to do a bad job, do we?
No.
And if we get things wrong sometimes, well, we have to hold our hands up, don't we, and kind of accept that. I think so for me, I don't know. It will be very strange not coming to Salford. Yeah. And I'm sure somehow I'll end up being involved in something, Jill. But it's been a strange time as well. The recruitment for my replacement is underway. The advert went out on Monday and stuff. So before Christmas, you know, we hopefully have gone through the process. But yeah, it that feels a bit strange. But, you know, hopefully they'll continue this partnership with you and, you know, trying to speak to listeners and stuff. So
your community radio station, 94.4 FM. This is Salford City Radio.
Salford City Radio. But I think just like to say quickly, while we're talking about leadership roles, I think on behalf of Salix, I'd just like to take the opportunity to congratulate and say thanks to Tom Stannard. Tom's the chief exec of Salford City Council. He's been there 4 years, but he's recently announced that he'll be moving into a new role with Manchester City Council. I've worked closely with Tom. I think, you know, he has been an absolute pleasure to work with, and I think a driving force behind some of the regeneration, what's going on in Salford as well, and the council house building programme. He's been very supportive to me, to us, so I'd like to thank Tom and wish him the best of luck.
Let's talk housing with Salix Homes on Salford City Radio.
So just moving on to the questions, I think, and I'm glad someone's asked this question, and if they hadn't, I would have been talking about it anyway, and I think it's a really, really important matter at this moment in time. And I'm sure many of you will have seen in the national news, really, lots of talk about people who are not going to get the winter fuel payment this year. So the question was around people not understanding kind of what it is. Can you explain it to us and stuff? So it came via our income management team, really, who do support customers with benefits and budgeting advice and stuff. And they do get asked quite a fair bit about pension credit. Now, it's quite difficult, really, because I was quite shocked by the amount of people who could claim it in Salford and who are not. We're currently working with colleagues from Salford City Council and across Greater Manchester actually to raise awareness.
So can I just jump in there? How do you know that there are those numbers of people who aren't claiming?
The data we have about our customers and the data the council might have about their customers, we know there's a potential, and it's quite significant amounts as well, really. It is a means-tested benefit, and it might give you extra money to top up your income, kind of, and it's once you've reached state pension age, and it is paid by the pension service. There's two types to it. One's guarantee credit, and this is where it tops up your weekly income if it's below a certain amount. So, and then there's a savings credit. So this is an extra payment. If you've got some savings or income from private pensions and stuff, you only qualify for this if you've reached state pension age before the 6th of April 2016. And this is the thing. It's not that it's complex, but actually the application form that you'd have to fill in is very long and very detailed, which is why we're trying to get people to contact us or other partner agencies really to help. Yeah. But I think what's important, and I probably didn't realise this actually until we started doing this piece of work, it's a gateway benefit. So if you're eligible for pension credit, it can also provide access to other benefits, housing costs, council tax reductions, heating bills, and the winter fuel payment, which is probably what's raised all this again, I think, and a free TV licence for the aged over 75 as well. One in four people are entitled to claim it, but it's estimated that a third of pensioners who are eligible aren't claiming it. And some of that, we had a whole discussion about this in a partnership meeting the other week, and some of that might be some people feel too proud. The forms that you have to fill in are quite complicated, and you might just not know, really. So we absolutely want to raise awareness of it, because in Salford alone, this is quite shocking, I think, in Salford alone, there's an estimated 3,700 pensioners who are entitled to pension credit and not claiming it. And that equates to more than 8 million quid, and that's just in Salford. Across Greater Manchester, and that's kind of lots of other things linked to that, you see, all the benefits and stuff. And it's massive across Greater Manchester. So I think even if you don't think you're eligible, it's worth checking.
Yeah.
It's absolutely worth checking, particularly with the loss of the winter fuel payment for many this year.
So you said people who retired before 2016, why is it...
That's for the savings credit. Things just change. So there's two types. There's the guarantee credit and the savings credit. Right. The savings credit, you only qualify for this if you reached state pension age before 6th of April 2016. So there's probably still quite a lot of people who would kind of apply for that. So, yeah, I would absolutely urge people to do, you know, we've identified through our data, Salix, that we've got 384 customers who probably could get something. And I think it's important kind of to understand, actually, that it doesn't matter how much you might get. You might only get 50 pence a week.
Yeah.
But what it does, it unlocks all those other benefits for you. So you might think, oh, it's probably not worth it. But actually, it probably is. Yeah. So we are telephoning right now, I'm telephoning those 384 customers, our tenants, who we know. But I do know that City Council, through the City Mayor, Paul Denner, they've wrote to everybody, encouraging people to kind of get in touch. I think what I would say is, you know, a shout out to family members. So if you have got a mum, a grand, anyone, an auntie, anyone, an uncle, anyone who you think, who is a pensioner, and particularly if they are losing the winter fuel payment, then please just kind of find out a bit more or help them and support them in that. In order to qualify for this year's winter fuel payment through being on pension credits, you need to apply before the 21st of December. So it's a bit of a time scale. Yeah. Now, that's not to say that we won't continue with this campaign beyond the 21st of September. It is a long-term campaign. Someone else asked us how they can check if they're eligible to apply for it. There is a lot of support agencies out there who can help. There's a charity called Independent Age who are spearheading the pension credit campaign. And they're available to provide help and support. It's simple to use benefit calculators, which you'll find on our website and on the government's website. And that lets you know very quickly if you're eligible, which is why I think, you know, if you're not comfortable with websites and all kind of how that works, help, get a family member or someone to help. If you're a Salix customer, we do have a dedicated income management team. They can help at least with the initial part. We might have to refer you on or support you to get additional help with the application. But all the information I've talked about is available on our website. You can speak to your housing officer. And as always, you can ring us directly on our 0800 218 2000 number. I honestly would urge anybody, if in doubt, ask. Because you never know what else you might be kind of entitled to. And you are entitled to it. Please, please. I am hoping to kind of bring a pension credit specialist and benefit specialist to have a chat on this programme with me in the future. Because they'll know much more than me about it. So I suppose for now, the key message is to check if you're eligible. Check if your parents, your grandparents, your friends, your neighbours are eligible. If you don't know how to check, then get in touch with us. Or if you're one of our customers, or one of the support agencies, or your own housing. Because whatever we're doing, others will be doing. Yeah. So
let's talk housing with Salix Homes on Salford City Radio. Do we have another question?
Yeah, we do actually. And again, this is an interesting one, and it pleases me that people are asking about this because at least our message is getting through. We've been asked about our next working in neighbourhood, or WIN as we call it for short, days. And a customer's asking us when the next one is. I've talked about these over a period of time. And we've done lots of different activities, litter picks, skip days, door knocking, all those things. But these are quarterly where everybody comes into the office and everybody goes out in the afternoon. And it doesn't matter which part of the organisation you work in. Everybody goes out and kind of gets involved to kind of get to know customers a bit better. The next one is on December the 4th, and it's a kind of winter and Christmas special. We're doing this just, it's slightly different. We've got quite a few events and activities planned across neighbourhoods, but we're going to be holding them indoors. So they'll be in our sheltered schemes, in our high-rise block community rooms. The idea of them is that we will meet with customers, we'll have conversations about the winter, staying warm, all of those, handing out winter warm packs. We'll have some mince pies and refreshments, but we've got quite a few partners involved as well in this. So probably goes back to me saying there'll be people there that could help with pension credit as well. The council will be there, and just generally people who can offer support in Salford. So I think that'll be really good.
So what's in the winter warm packs?
So we have like hand warmers, we'll have a blanket, woolly hat stuff. So it's just things that we've always done that. We do a vulnerable customer winter campaign, contact people, make sure they're okay. Sometimes it's not as much about what's in the pack, but just making people aware if you need us, we're here.
Yeah.
I think that's important for me.
Making people feel valued as well, I think.
Yeah, I think that's just is important for me. So keep an eye out on the events calendar on the Salix Homes website for specific details for what's happening. If you live in a high rise or a sheltered accommodation, we'll be putting stuff up on notice boards, and we'll be, your housing officer will kind of be publicising some of those things as well. So that's the 4th of December.
Salford City Radio, the sound of the city.
Let's talk housing with Salix Homes on Salford City Radio.
And that was it for the questions. But I think for me, people have heard me talk before, I'm quite passionate about safety and building safety particularly, but and always a bit nervous in the winter because we all use different types or potentially different types of heating and stuff. But so obviously winter's on its way. I just want to talk about the importance of winter safety in your home. We've recently launched our winter warmer safety campaign for customers. As the weather gets colder, you might want to make some changes at home to stay warm and make your home cosy for the winter. It is absolutely important to stay safe while you're doing so. We've been sharing some essential tips. So the first reminder, I think, which is really important, is about smoke alarms. Test your smoke alarms at least once a month to make sure they're working. If you've got any issues at all with your smoke or heat alarms, contact us again on our free phone number, 0800 218 2000. If your alarm starts to bleep, it may have developed a fault or simply needs new batteries. So if you're worried about that, let us know. Just please let us know. Portable heaters, we strongly recommend do not use any form of gas heaters. There can be a fire and a carbon monoxide risk. Keep heaters at a safe distance from curtains, furniture and other objects, and never use heaters to dry clothes, which we know people have done in the past. Always unplug your heaters when you leave the house or go to bed. If you use candles, only use them when you're in the room and can keep an eye on them. Keep candles out of drafts and away from curtains and other materials that can catch fire. Or for a safer option, you can get those battery power candles now, can't you? I am a bit kind of obsessed with candles and the potential. My granddaughter came round the other day and informed me that she'd left candles lit in her house with no one in it. I sent her back to... I get quite nervous about it. Obviously, if you use an electric blanket, please remember to turn it off and unplug it before you go to sleep. And don't use a hot water bottle alongside an electric blanket, even if it's switched off. And then, dare I mention the C word, but Christmas is on its way. I'm trying to avoid it. But only use Christmas lights that carry British safety standard mark. Turn off Christmas lights when you're leaving the house or going to bed and avoid overloading sockets and multiple plugs. And I've seen that many times where you've got a socket and there's an adapter in there and there's loads of plugs coming off. It is quite dangerous. Our customers will be receiving information in the post, and we've sent the winter warmer campaign and the safety campaign out with some of the key messages what we were sending out to customers. So that's on its way to you. But, you know, just the information in the post about this and other ways we're supporting you over the winter. And it's also available on the website. So I would just urge people to be extra vigilant and contact us if you're worried about anything. And then that's the last from me, really. But finally, I think the last thing I want to mention is probably over to you, Jill. So just to let people know, I've had a wonderful morning. I've been doing the show now for the best part of a year. And, you know, from Salik's point of view, we've seen firsthand the station, the difference the station makes for the community and the platform it gives to often marginalised voices. And I think for anyone who doesn't know, I think the station is run by volunteers and they are inspirational people from all walks of life. Some are disabled, some are battling cancer, some are young people starting out in their careers. The station is here to offer them a platform to develop their skills and connect with the community. It provides an inclusive space where everyone can contribute and learn, making a real impact in Salford. You know, I'm laughing about the time we've had here this morning, but I've met quite a number of volunteers this morning. And usually I'll come in, do my bit. There might be a few people in the office. I'll say hello. I'll come in, do my bit and go. But I've met so many this morning. And you know what? They are an inspiration. We've reminisced over what it was like in Salford 20 years ago, and, you know, from when I first came. And there are some absolutely amazing people who have battled some very difficult things in their life, really, and this is a lifeline. And, you know, I hope you won't mind me saying, Jill, that the station is struggling financially.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
And need support in the form of sponsorship or advertising. So, honestly, you know, this was my worst nightmare. When I was first asked to do this, you know, we did it because we thought it was just another way of speaking to our customers, really, and making sure, you know, everyone hears us and we hear them through the questions. But you know what? It's just fabulous. You need to come in and see it and how it operates and meet the people. So I would say if you are a business or an organisation in Salford like we are, then please lend your support to Salford City Radio. If the station has to close, it would be a tremendous loss for the community, silencing important voices and actually just dismantling a vital support network for so many. And that could be me when I retire next year, because Jill's trying to talk me into becoming a long-term radio presenter. So
I think you'd be great, Sue.
So please, please offer your support if you can. We'll be doing, from a Salix point of view, we'll be doing a bit of a publicity campaign. Just look out for that, please, and help. So, you know, I just would like to say thank you. Thank you to our customers. Thank you to people who've sent in questions. Thanks, Jill, for having me again. And please, you know, a reminder, submit questions for the next show via our Facebook page, website, or by emailing marketing@salixhomes.co.uk. And I just, again, would like to finish with, please stay safe and think about what you're doing in your home this winter. And please give us a call if you need anything from us. See you next time.